A word for you from Luke chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration where Quirinius was governor of Syria. Well, it goes on, as you well know, to tell the Christmas story, the birth of our Savior. Last time we looked at how God broke into real time. He who is timeless owns the time, and at any moment he can disrupt the way we think things should go. And the people who suffered under this decree, of course, they thought differently. But the Roman government was so powerful that there was extreme punishment for those who disobeyed the emperor and his decree, even if you lived far away, like in Israel at this time. And it mentions specific historical names here. Caesar Augustus. He did live. There are records outside of Christian records. There was an actual Quirinius the governor, etc. The Lord wants us to know, and Luke the doctor is empowered by the Holy Spirit to write these details because he wants to convince others about the historicity, that the fact that this actually did happen. Now, what is important here that I see is that it was a very unfair decree. How cruel that everybody should go back to their hometown to be registered. Some might have moved far away. And indeed, this was the case with Joseph and Mary. They were from quite far away. It meant extreme difficulty for the pregnant Mary and Joseph. Not having a car, not having the transport which we have, they had to walk under the hot Israeli sun in the Middle East and get there. We don't hear any moaning or groaning from Joseph and Mary. They simply did what they had to do. And in it, they were obeying God. You see, sometimes unfairness might be good. Or do you complain? You say, but my boss is so unjust. How dare he do this to me? Who does he or she think they are? If that is your attitude, it means you do not believe in the Lord who is sovereign. It's a basic belief, part of your faith, that God is sovereign. He rules the affairs of men, and he rules your life. So don't complain next time something seemingly unfair happens to you.